I started this by asking a couple of friends if there were any kind of good strategies approaching it. No one really gave me any good answers. People weren't very forthcoming about the kind of help I needed, but I didn't want to make a big point of making it clear what I was doing. I started off with Pyromancer, and I went through the asylum. At first I tried with a keyboard and mouse, and that was just remarkably frustrating. I put the whole thing on hold until I could borrow Fox's controller. And then I tried again. The asylum wasn't really what I was expecting of an opening. It was a lot more atmospheric, and it asked a question that I thought would be worth finding the answer to. Why here? Why did that guy let me out? Since playing the game a bit more, I've found, well, the thing that frustrates me the most in the asylum was the controls, and the descriptions of the controls were really confusing. I didn't know what I was doing. The game made a point of you can do a drop attack on the asylum demon, and I tried that like 4 or 5 times, died every time and came back to it. And each time, I didn't know if I was doing something wrong with the controls. I didn't know if I was pressing the wrong button or if I was pressing the right button in the wrong way. And the game's general obtuseness meant that there wasn't really any way I could be sure what I was doing right or wrong. This obtuseness wound up becoming a bit of a theme. First arrival in Firelink Shrine. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where to go. I'm not even sure about the possible paths onward. So I speak to everyone I can. I make sure to speak to them multiple times. After I've gotten a handle on talking to them, I then move around to try and find things to fight. I first went down and found a whole bunch of hollow that I could just whack and walk away from. And that got me a fair bit of souls. I'm putting my points into dexterity because I've noticed mobility feels better in this game than being tough. I'm not using a shield. Just two-handing whatever weapon I get. Hopefully that won't come back and bite me. I'm really finding the farmability of everything really notable. Like, the only thing stopping me from just getting all the souls I need to have maxed out stats and a really high level is patience and time. Finally found my path onward that I figured I'd stick with. Heading up the mountain, moving along the sewer pipes and coming up in the area called the Undead Burg. It's actually really embarrassing. I went past the location of the bonfire like 3 or 4 times, just being stunned at just how long the endurance trials are for this thing. And you've got to do this with 10 Estus flasks, and that's a bit of a rough pull. It wasn't so bad. I think the thing that's bothering me the most right now is just how much irrelevant crap there seems to be. You get so many items and you can't use them all, and I can't see a way to make use of them beyond like dropping them. So they're just kind of there, and it makes your inventory really cluttered, and that in normal RPGs leaves me with a feeling like I should be converting these to dust or something like that. I mean, really, that's the thing I'm getting the most out of this game so far, is that nothing gets explained, and that's kind of like it's trying to make that a feature. It's really funny. It's like the game has to be a lot easier than it looks because it's mostly just not telling you how things work. You've got to trial and error your way through most problems, and it makes it so trial and error works. So I don't know what attunement is, and I don't know the difference between faith and intelligence. So. I understand these things are called Black Knights. Fucked me up pretty bad. Chased me all the way back to the bonfire. Kept chasing me once I got to the bonfire, which was quite scary. The demon on the tower, I'm noticing more of a gap when I do this, where there's the bigger chunks of time sunk into it. The demon on the tower, the bridge thing, it's an interesting fight. It's the first time I really felt like I got the interface right. And, I mean, it died in 4 hits. But arranging those hits was challenging, and I mean, it could kill me in 2.5 hits. So, I mean, that makes total sense. It's a very high stakes form of combat. I can definitely see how this game has its appeal. I moved past that after I finally beat that. And the thing is, it'll punish you for getting sloppy, but not like, you know, you made a single mistake. It's like you forgot this thing you were meant to do before you could proceed. In this case, you're heading off to fight the demon without getting the two archers on top of the tower. Yeah, you'll get shot in the back, and that makes it harder, which is a bit of an interesting thing. It's a lot like speedrunning. I found myself, when I fucked up near a bonfire, just going back and trying again. Anyway, the demon was just 3 roof drops, double-handing it, and then a little bit of a poke afterwards. Stamina recovers faster than you think. Anyway, then I rounded the corner, met this cool knight dude who gave me some soapstone, somewhat of Astora, and then I moved around to cross the bridge. I've been making a point of only walking. Like, running is a great way to get yourself thrown into traps, I'm figuring, so I just have been very quietly walking everywhere. And when I walk, I do so very carefully and very deliberately, trying to take in my surroundings. I stepped onto the bridge, started walking forward, and suddenly this dragon swoops in, covers the whole bridge in fire, and I'm completely fucked. I just spent about an hour going to the bonfire, climbing up a ladder, running up onto the bridge, then running back downstairs and watching as everything died, and I got 500 souls. I gained like 4 or 5 levels doing that. It's really kind of relaxing. You just get into a very simple rhythm. There's no real failure. You just try again. It's mostly just getting pushed back a bit, pushed back a bit, pushed back a bit. It's a very patient, very meditative kind of game. Honestly, I feel like the big thing that's going to stop me from playing this game, or from finishing it, is when it gets boring. I think I've had my first major notable glitch. This pig covered in metal. I was avoiding it and trying to kill everything around it before I even tried it. And it charged at me, turned around, waddled through a brazier, and I fell through a floor. And then the game kind of wigged out for a second. I was at the bottom of a staircase, and the pig was gone, and I had a huge pile of souls. So, I don't know. This whole area is very open, very airy. It's quite nice. I circled around, and with some frustration using my axe, I beat up these knights wearing with these nice triangular shields, and at the end of it, someone had put down a note saying there was a great treasure ahead, and what they left behind is a halberd, which turns out I was not quite strong enough to wield one-handed, but I could wield two-handed, and this thing's pretty cool. I have poked a couple of enemies with it. It's got a nice big sweep when I want to get an area effect in. Though, obviously, that kind of thing is really dangerous. You've got to use it when something's coming at you and hoping you catch it. But yeah, halberd's pretty cool, and there's this big church with a giant fuck-off metal man in it. So I'm going to avoid him for a bit and see what I find. Oh, and there's a fucking bonfire right nearby. Alright, so those are gargoyles. Kind of just got absolutely wrecked by the first one. I guess we'll see how this goes. I'm still at the gargoyles. No progress. While poking around the area around the gargoyles to see if there was something I missed or if there's something that makes the fight easier, I found a dude upstairs in a cage in golden armor. I'd forgotten about him, didn't mention him earlier. And went back to Firelink Shrine once I found the shortcut, and I realized that, you know, I could maybe farm some of the things that were hanging around inside the church. And I could upgrade my Estus flask, which I don't think that's doing me much good. I'm like, I'm not drinking Estus mid-fights, so being able to recover more faster is not a big deal. But, yeah, and this guy sounded creepy as hell, so I possibly in an ill-thought-out move, figured that maybe this was one of those times where a game was trying to provoke me into not doing a thing and making an assumption, like assuming that this guy, who was a golden-armored dude who sat down by the caged firekeeper, and assumed that everything would be fine, I'll just leave him alone, and then later on he turns out to have been, I don't know, the Demon Prince of Azkaban or whatever. So I smashed him in the face with my halberd. He stood up and fucking stoved my head in. And I wasn't rested at Firelink Shrine, I was rested upstairs. So I thought, oh, that's a bit of a bother, I'll go back and get my souls. And he was there again. I got my souls and he stoved my head in. I didn't know he could keep aggro. So what followed was an excursion of trying to make sure that my souls were further and further and further away from him as I went on my path, until finally he was not aggroing at me the second I picked up my souls. I picked up my souls, rested at the shrine, and then went downstairs. And what ensued was interesting. Mostly what I was doing was luring him back up to the flat platform, circling around him, and I couldn't backstab him, which had been proven to be really useful in my my fighting so far. I'm still running around in like the shitty soldier's gear from the very, very start of Undead Burg, and I started shedding it when I noticed that my rolls were getting slower, so I think I'm working around in like metal pants and a metal shirt because I don't want to run around wearing nothing on my butt. Anyway, I wound up fighting this guy down to a sliver of health. He backs up slightly and then rolls to the side, straight off the edge of Firelink Shrine, down to his death. So that was a thing. And I rested, and I went downstairs to see if the firekeeper had noticed what had happened or if there's any change. And he had a ring, and he left the ring where his normal resting place was. So that was nice. I now have a ring. Still no progress on the gargoyles. Still no gargoyles progress. After a chat with my secret advisor on this game, I learned that there are some things that don't show up unless you have humanity, and unless you are unhallowed. I had been accruing humanity through all my killing of stuff, apparently. So I turned human, kindled that bonfire near the blacksmith, and then I went up to the rooftop and found a sign, and I was able to summon that dude from Astora who praised the sun at me, and then we went in and we fought the gargoyles and they went down. Turns out it was not nearly as hard as I thought. There were some things that were confusing me, like I'd gone and gotten a dragon's tail sword by just plinking away at someone's butt with arrows in the vain hope that doing so would get me a better weapon. But it's just not as good as the halberd I'm using. Similarly, when I lopped off the gargoyle's tail the first time, I got a gargoyle tail axe, but it's this slow, ponderous fuck of a thing. Not nearly as useful as poking as the halberd. So yeah, I rang the first bell, and now I've just got to find out where I go next if I want to ring the next one. Lots of bumbling, getting nowhere. I couldn't work out where to go next, and I didn't want to talk to anyone about it, so I kind of just fuddled around and leveled up a bunch. I noticed that I was approaching a 40 dexterity, which I remembered a guide mentioning as a soft cap, so I just ground out for a bit, and now I have a 40 dexterity, which I thought was going to help me be good at, like, rolling and dodging, but I'm getting the impression that's much more about gear, and dexterity might as well be called attack 2. Oh, well. I found my way onward by a bit of poking around in Undead Burg. Wasn't really very well signposted, but I mean, it's not like it owed me that. Mostly I just had to run around and avoid things while I was looking and test doors, because I'd picked up some keys and I'd forgotten that I'd picked up keys. Anyway, I found my way to this kind of back alley area where there's a bunch of thieves in hoods throwing poison knives around. The poison's a really interesting mechanic to me because it feels like there's a deliberate push against rushing in almost all the game. So if you approach this game as a very patient, very slow kind of thing, with these little bursts of frantic activity, the poison never seems like a burden. I've only died to being poisoned once so far, and that was the first time I ever got poisoned and didn't know how quickly it happened. But I can definitely understand if you're used to a much more fast-paced game, or if you're trying to force this game to a faster pace, that watching poison bars trickle down while you wait for openings on opponents must be really maddening. I found a whole bunch of thief gear, which is kind of cool looking. I think that's what I'm wearing right now. It's kind of like a purple and gray, and it's all very light. I like it a lot. Found a fog door in this area and a bunch of dogs. I opened the fog door and was literally underneath the model of a monster that is called a Capra Demon, which proceeded to smush me against the floor. This happened two or three times. I don't think the Capra Demon's meant to be that close to the door, or if they are, exactly how you're meant to deal with it. I've spared you a bunch of updates that are nothing but tried for the Capra Demon, farmed for a bit, got smushed. But this time I walked in and the Capra Demon spawned in the back of the room, and then he closed on me and smushed me. But, like, I can see a way to deal with that, like you weave around him. So let's see how this goes. Oh, hey, how about that? When the Capra Demon doesn't spawn literally in the doorway, he's actually kind of doable. Weaved around him, ran up the stairs, smacked the dog in the face once, dropped down on him, did a leap and combined drop hit, took off a third of his health in one hit, followed it up with a heavy, took another third, and then it was just a matter of poking and avoiding until I got that last bit down. Like, I feel like I've got a lot of offensive power thanks to that 40 dex, but I don't know if that's that, or if it's the weapon, or I'm stumped. Either way, onward! Sometimes people ask why there's a sewer level in almost every single video game, and it's usually because it's an excuse to make closed-in environments and force people to deal with arenas, and it forces some sort of basic visual variety. I'm kind of impressed with the level design in this one, in that they've done their best to make it so that the sewer system actually kind of, like, works like a sewer system. Like, water runs downhill. There's a clear use of sluices and grates. There's points where it's where the water level is different. And the stuff you find in here isn't just generic. It's stuff that lives in sewers because it can handle the dark and it can live off whatever. Mostly it's a nice, easy zone. The only thing that really struck me as surprising is the sheer toughness of the slimy, blobby things. Also, the great big rat doesn't feel like a boss. I poked at it through a wall and it just died. So I'm pretty sure that's a micro boss, or it's a thing that holds loot. Anyway, looking for the next bonfire. For those of you who aren't familiar with Dark Souls, let me try and outline what I found as I crept through this deep, moist, clammy space. After dealing with narrow hallways and layered stairs and ducking under archways, I come to a corner and I walk through a doorway into a enormous room, just enormous, easily big as a football stadium. And as I walk in there, there's a massive crack in the far wall and bright light streams through it. And I remember remarking, like, something's gonna come through there and eat me. I crept my way in and I found a door that led me to a fog gate, which I stepped through. And then, at the very far end of the room, a massive hole in the ground was filled as reaching up out of it came just the biggest fucking thing I've seen so far in this game. This terrifyingly large, spindly, torn open, undead, six-limbed thing called the Gaping Dragon. I'm genuinely impressed with this bit of design. It rolled me, then I came back with a little more awareness, noticed there was a dude who'd been shooting at me during that, killed him with a bow and arrow, then went back and fought the Gaping Dragon again. I only took like two or three hits, and I didn't need to summon anyone or go on holo. It's not a complicated fight. You just need to die to it a few times to learn how to fight it, and the run back isn't as arduous as it was for even, say, the Capra Demon. I think that's one of the things that's really echoing to me, that running back is the big thing that slows you down. It's like an MMO in its most obnoxious way. You don't get to solve it. You don't have the opportunity to work it out. You just have to do it over and over and over again until you learn it. And once you've learned it, then you've got to execute it. And I can appreciate that's a playstyle that lots of people find challenging, but it's really more boring than anything else. Like, there aren't a lot of times you have to make snap decisions or come up with clever plans or even really work out a puzzle in even the most rudimentary of bosses. It mostly is just learn this pattern, learn this timing, execute properly. And for a game that signals everything, that means that it's a lot more like scripture class to me. They give you a reference, you have to react to that reference in a timely fashion, and then that's it. Anyway, Gaping Dragon down, I move down a ladder into an area called Blighttown. Blighttown's one of those things that you hear about when you're not playing Dark Souls. It's held up as a sort of high watermark for difficulty and challenge and threat and brooding nastiness and those fucking archers or whatever the hell people want to complain about. It wasn't quite that experience for me. I found, broadly speaking, it was fine. There's very little that forces you to rush, so all the challenging walkway stuff is just walk slowly. There's very few instances where things mob you and you need a very specific timing. And there are people shooting you with blow darts, but you can see them. The blow darts, I mean. And just when you step out into an open area, you just move to the next piece of cover in a fairly straightforward fashion. And that's usually enough from what I saw. I didn't kill all the blow dart people. That was relatively... it was relatively time-consuming to get through them all one by one. So I just left a couple of them alive. They didn't seem to be a particular bother once you got out of their area of effect. Though sometimes you'd climb a ladder and one would be there. So it's like, yeah, this is just free souls. Pook! Then there was this like, great big bug, which I was moving towards, because I was like, oh, that's got to be the important thing I'm moving towards. And working out how to get at and fight that was interesting, and getting a whip was interesting. Again, the big problem for me was I missed a bonfire. So I kept going really far away from where I started, dying, and they're like, "Wow, shit, I gotta go all the way back to get my souls." Eventually, I did find a bonfire. I think I lost a fairly decent amount of souls in the process, and started poking around there. And then I found like I was like right next door to Quilag, who's the next boss. So yeah, just wandered on in there. Lots of stuff around her you don't have to kill, and killing things just gets you souls, and I wasn't, like, near a shop vendor at any point, and odds were good that if I did build up a fairly large bank of souls, they were just going to get vanished when I wound up talking to her and getting crushed. So I just thought I'd give it a shot and see what happened. I got her down to about a quarter health in my first encounter, and then she smashed me a couple of times in a row. I learned that there's also another soapstone sigil in the area that can summon a friend to help. So I went and did that by getting humanity. And then I was scared shitless as such and such has invaded you showed up. So I fought her, this cool looking butcher lady with a great big fuck off knife. I fought her and then she helped me with Quilag. And once I had her help, I think Quilag took only 3 or 4 tries. And each time I, you know, had to blow a humanity, but I had like a pile of like 17, 18 humanity at this point, so losing 2 or 3 doesn't feel like an arduous loss. Anyway, but yeah, then kill Quilag, move on, wander around inside her area, and we hit another wall. After ringing the bell, how do I get out of here? So I wandered around a bit in the demony area. I got the attention of the thing called the Ceaseless Discharge, and I tried to fight it. That didn't go well for me. I got rather thoroughly stoved in. I came back a couple of times trying for it, and just, yeah, it wasn't worth it. Eventually, I started fighting my way back through Blighttown. But going up through Blighttown is a fair bit trickier than I thought it would be. It's really weird. I found Blighttown really quite tolerable the first time around. Like, it wasn't particularly hard. I didn't find anything in there particularly arduous or boring. I always chuckled whenever I saw one of the troglodytes wielding another dead troglodyte. Anyway, I fought my way back through Blighttown, then back to Quilag's lair, and then back again, and I found that there was a bunch of ladders I could have taken. So I you know, poked my head up, and I found myself in the Cavern of Worms? Or Valley of Worms? Something like that. Dragonville. We're calling it Dragonville. Right, Dragonville. So I woke up in Dragonville, and then it was just a matter of, you know, turning some dials, and I was back in Firelink. So now I gotta work out what the shit to do next. I have no idea where the game wants me to go from here. I think the greatest modern misconception about language when discussing video games is hard or difficult. Because so far, Dark Souls isn't hard, but Dark Souls tests your patience. It wouldn't really sell as a gamer identity to say, yeah, I play Dark Souls, I'm methodical, or I play Dark Souls, I'm really able to put up with repetitive tasks and memorization. So instead, we put this under this umbrella of hard, and we say things like, get good, as if that's actually useful information, and as if the people who are good at Dark Souls are actually good, as if there is like some skill that Dark Souls reflects or instills in you, and it isn't just, yeah, you've done this thing 40 times, you're gonna get good at it eventually. It is nice to have a game that kind of rewards practice for itself so much, though. That's quite nice. Anyway, I bring this up because I just spent the past 2 or 3 hours of gameplay time just fucking around, trying my balls off to get some progress forward. I don't know what forward would look like right now. I went back to the Undead Asylum because I found out that there is a crow named Snuggly, and that reminded me of Rachel, who I think is great. So I thought, let's go see what Snuggly the Crow wants me to do. I got dropped off at the Undead Asylum and fought a pair of Black Knights there, and I've got a handful of trinkets, and honestly, it's a little frustrating and embarrassing. Like, you would expect this return, the journey and the return, to feature more meaningful things, that there would be some information, but it feels like this whole area was cut for time. They had all this used up assets from the tutorial, they realized that they had to reuse them somehow, so you've got the stray demon that's basically just the asylum demon with extra powers. You've got two Black Knights that, they make sense being there, like, they, I don't know who they are exactly, but they clearly have a fucking hate on for the chosen undead that, you know, you're meant to be. Like, they hunt so much more effectively and so much more viciously. And they also have that non-respawning quality, suggesting that there's something special about them, that they aren't actually undead. They might just be ridiculously powerful characters who are capable of fighting the undead. Possibly instilled with, like, one of the Lord's powers, I think, based on the opening. So they might be, like, messengers of the God of Death or something like that. Though, I think in this game, you'd get a lot more skulls on you if you were a messenger of the God of Death. It isn't a subtle game when it comes to imagery. Anyway, but that's the thing. I just dawdled around a bunch. I went down to the very depths of the world in, the undead city, and found a whole bunch of ghosts that I couldn't fight, so I'm out of here. I went back up to the church with the gargoyles. Nothing there either. What you gonna do? There are so many paths potentially forward, and I wasn't sure which one to go. I went to Sen's Fortress and poked around a little, died instantly to a trap, came back, avoided the trap, and died instantly to a pair of gigantic Sneeple. That sucked. Then I started wandering around the area of worms, and ran past an Eidolon. I think it's an Eidolon. It looks like an Eidolon from 3.5 Dungeons & Dragons, like this great big stone thing that's had its head knocked off, covered in runes, chucking lightning around. That thing, I ran past it near the blacksmith, near Sen's Fortress, and ran around in the woods for a bit, found a massive hydra in a pool that barfed water on me. I found a moth, a really big moth, and the moth ate me. And, like, I don't feel like I'm getting any progress anywhere. I feel like all of this stuff is telling me, no, you shouldn't have done this. This is the wrong way. So I've got to sit down and work out where I'm going next and why. Sen's Fortress! I've been told it's a nightmare of traps. I'm not seeing a lot of traps. There is enough of a linear path through it so far that I'm appreciating the ability to move around it. Like, there are a couple of places where there's an obvious byroad you can go down. My only problem is that exploring the byroads often is a kind of a one-way trip, and you usually have to die to get back, so there's a certain amount of you have to sacrifice souls to get where you're going. That's a bit of a bummer, right? I wish that it was a little more forgiving than that. The Sneeple are frustrating, but they are really, really satisfying to backstab. So I've been doing as much of that as I can. You know, circling around things on these narrow walkways and shanking them in the ghoulies is really satisfying. Beyond that, pushing on, I managed to get to an outside courtyard area where a giant chucked rocks at me. I think that's the giant that you see as you walk up, so I've got to work out how he gets line of sight on me. Like, you walk up some steps and you look out and there's a giant sitting there just minding his own business, picking up rocks. I am certain the second I start moving around that area, he starts chucking stuff at me, but I can't adjust my camera to see, so Again, slightly frustrating trying to find the next bonfire. I didn't find one in the fortress. I'm afraid I'm going to have to fight my way past one of these giants without that. And I'm also almost out of ammunition, which means that the sequence in the trapped area where there's a couple of things you can, like, knock them off edges with arrows, that's going to be pretty hard to do without any ammo. I might have to go back to the blacksmith, which is really embarrassing, because every time I'm near the blacksmith, I have no souls, because I may have been getting killed. Anyway, back to Sen's Fortress. Attempts to explore inside Sen's Fortress and find a bonfire have proven to be quite faulty. Mostly I've just been frustrated. I found some more loot. I got some cool rings. I got some neat scythe-y halberd. It looks like a bardiche, but it calls itself a scythe, so what the fuck. But yeah, got one of them. That's kind of cool, but still killing Sneeple, still being really frustrated. This game is getting kind of boring. There's the fucking bonfire! Sorry for not updating this, but with the bonfire dealt with, shit got incredibly, incredibly easy with Sen's Fortress, so I kind of went on a bit of a tear. From the bonfire, I ran around and explored and found a couple of people, like one guy with a unique name, named Velka, who had a rapier on him. I picked up the rapier. It apparently cares a great deal about having dexterity, but it still does way less damage than my halberd, so I'm keeping on using the halberd, poking things in the face very hard. The bardiche was a terrible experiment. It's also not as good as the halberd. Just doesn't do as much damage. Then it was roam around to try and find the giant that was chucking rocks. Turns out that there were two giants. I had mistakenly confused myself and thought that the giant that was picking up rocks and dropping them into the machinery of the castle was the giant that was chucking rocks at me, and that would have been too much foreshadowing and too clear a cause and effect for this game. So instead it was a different giant who I killed with only a couple of minutes of effort, and thankfully once he dies he's dealt with. Then it was just a matter of checking out the new boss, who's just a great big sack of duh. The Iron Golem. I fought the Iron Golem hollow once, got picked up and chucked over the side, which that's just really frustrating. I didn't know what to do about that. Turns out it's if you get too close to him and you're in front of his legs, I think. Like, that's the thing that consistently did it for me. So I opted to instead come around behind him and try to shank him there, but he just has to turn like a quarter circle and suddenly he's in front of you and you get picked up and chucked. He chucked me over the side a couple of times, leading to a bunch of souls being in inaccessible areas, I think. That really sucked. Anyway, but then I got my humanity on. I went through and found the soapstone marking for this guy, like named Trocare or something like that. And we went through the fog gate. And I swear to fuck, if you're having troubles with this guy, with this golem, just ignore him, because the summoned dude can fucking solo him. The summoned dude is amazingly strong. He just fucking rips through the dude. The iron golem went down really quick while I poked him in the butt. And then he flopped down dead, and I picked up a little golden ring in the middle of it, and got teleported to a place called An Orlando. And I mean, well, teleported's the wrong word. I didn't have any agency in it, but apparently a bunch of really creepy, naked, featherless harpies picked me up and flew me over. And now I'm in this place called An Orlando, and we're gonna see what's there. I'm really worried that it's gonna be a bit too stark. I feel a bit bad again. I got a little wrapped up in what I was doing, so this is more of a recap of what I did rather than a diary of how I've been doing it. So last night I got out of the painted world, but that's where I've been stuck for the past couple of days. I fought a bunch of different stuff in An Orlando. I found the bonfire, which just such a fucking relief to find a bonfire nice and early and conveniently. Fought a couple of these big, like, Titan Sentinels things. They looked like they weren't gonna respawn, but they did. There was a mimic in that area too. Fucking mimics. I've now encountered two mimics, and every time they remind me that I should be poking barrels and things with my sword more. Anyway, then there was the tower gargoyle on the bridge, again. I fought it, I chopped off its tail, and then it wrecked me. I came back with this new crystal halberd, used it, and like two shot at the gargoyle. So crystal halberd's really good, but I don't have a good method to use it, because the durability on these weapons is unenhanceable. So if you just fuck up, you die and you lose it forever. And I want to save it for boss fights. Really, I've used it now on that gargoyle and on the second gargoyle. But then I found that there was this like church nearby, and I went and wove around inside there and had a really fun time, like Spider-Man fighting up on the rafters and knocking people off into the ground. These dudes wearing these kind of like Cobra Commander style painted outfits with drapes on them. Really cool. Anyway, fought my way through them. They then cut down a chandelier. Then, dicking around with this mechanism, wound up finding myself on the ground of the cathedral, where I poked around a little more and found that there's this great big fuck-off painting in the back, and there was the option of examine painting. And I was like, well, this might be some lore. This might be something comprehensible. I might find out what the fuck an Orlando is. I get slurped inside, and now I am in a tiny wintry area freezing my nerves off. This was, again, one of those points where the game got on the border of boring for me, because it's not a big area, and it has a very, very clear shortcut once you find it. But for me, finding it was the problem. I wrestled my way through wave after wave of undead. There are types of hollows that explode in a toxic cloud, so you can't fight two of them at once, because if you kill two of them at once, you might wind up getting double toxic. It's possible to stop them doing that if you kill them with fire, but I don't have any fire, despite the fact that I'm a fucking pyromancer. All I've got is my starting grenade. I fought my way around in that area. I fought the same foes over and over again. There's a very decent amount of XP to be had. Sorry, souls to be had. You kind of just get used to it. It's got a nice rhythmic feel of, you know, kill that guy, kill that guy. It becomes its own speedrun lesson, which is what my advisor said to me. I found it very satisfying. I was frustrated with the enemies that I couldn't backstab. Like, there were these great big Keres-style harpy women that you can't backstab, and that's kind of a bummer. Because, you know, if I'm able to get around behind a great big thing, I kind of want some reward for it. But apparently that's not how this game works right now. I've just hit the kind of enemies that I can't backstab with the fucking halberd. Anyway, I encountered bone wheels, and for the first time ever, I got a shield on. So I have now used a shield 50 hours into the game. So every one of these little recordings is about 2 hours of gameplay time. So I don't know how long that's going to take. Anyway, I fought my way through the sewers, enclosed areas with these bone wheels. And with bone wheels, the thing that was really surprising was I'm used to being able to kill things really easily because I'm always two-handing with this big fuck-off halberd. So when you're in shield mode and you deflect something and they wind up in a corner and you poke them a couple of times, it's startling to me how much I have to poke them. I've been building up my endurance, so I've got a giant pile of stamina so that I can actually afford to unload a fairly decent number of hits on things. So with bone wheels, I knock them aside or I dodge aside and then it's just jab, 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 and they're dead. But if a second one comes along and I've got a roll, it gets so much more complicated. The math gets messy. Mostly, I like this area for its aesthetic and its tone. I thought that the undead dragon was pretty cool. It's a mournful area. It's a really, really sad area. And if you read the flavor text on the doll that let me get in here, as I understand it, which I think is the doll of the fuzzy dragon lady at the end, but the doll seems to suggest that this is a place where the gods chucked shit that they couldn't abide having in the rest of the world for some reason or another. And, you know, I can appreciate that. I can very much appreciate being unwanted by the gods. Also, you don't have to fight the boss. She appears to be, like, this really kind of sweet but sad lady who's just overseeing this community. And according to her, everything is kind of nice, and people are kind of nice, but because I don't belong there, they're all reacting to me. So it might well be that I just see hollows because I'm a fucked up weirdo, and to anyone from the painting and within the painting, there is a different tone to everything. So that's kind of cool. Anyway, fought my way out of there, and it appears to just be a cul-de-sac. Like, yeah, you can go in here and get some cool loot, nothing permanent, whatever. Yeah, moving on. Out of the painted world now. It's just a matter of finding the way onward through Anor Londo. I kind of want to go back and clean up my inventory and maybe upgrade things if I can, but I just don't have the means to get back to where I am easily, stranding me here. But I figure there's going to be some sort of loop back to the start, and given the nature of the game being so exploratory, the odds are really good. I'm going to wind up getting something for my troubles. Broadly speaking,
it's fine, but I'm hitting another one of those dullness walls where after the Painted World, which was actually kind of this interesting little intricate loop, this is mostly a very, very long run to die to one of the same seven mobs I've encountered so far. And that's just boring. It's just really fucking boring. I am really getting bored of this. I've come out of the Painted World, I'm running around at Orlando over and over again. It's just such a tedious slog to run up the same set of steps to try again a better method for dealing with these things that are giving me a bit of a problem. It's dull. It's really breathtakingly dull. It looks nice, it really does, but I have the impression that I'm either too weak to handle what I'm facing, or the game is just expecting perfect play at this point, and I don't know, built wrong. But everything I'm seeing so far about the game indicates there isn't really a wrong build. It's just very forgiving in systems. It's unforgiving in animations and reaction time, but so what? But it means that every time I die, it's 35 seconds. You know, it's reloading, running uphill, getting into position, trying again. And I can't find that engaging at this point. I'm not here in Anor Londo to fight the same titan over and over again, because 10 entries deeper than that, I mistimed to an archer who's shooting a fucking ballista. It's a lot like Sense Fortress again, in that it's boring. It's really, really fucking boring. The good news is that if I get bored enough of Anor Londo, I might head back and, I don't know, try any of the other areas and see if anything's changed, but I kind of expect it won't. That's the big problem of the game at this point. Normally I just pop on a podcast and throw myself at it for a little while and see what changes, and not enough's changing. Not enough is happening. I'm not accreting anything as I go, so it's making the whole experience a lot more dull. It's interesting, because I imagine this is the point where someone would say, get good and beat the Titans. I can get good and beat the Titans. I can beat the Titans. It's not beating them that's hard. It's the fact that there's trial and error stuff coming up 2 minutes later, and before I can try that again, I've got to come back. I'm genuinely surprised by people who compare this to Hotline Miami, because this is so much more boring than Hotline Miami. Still in Anor Londo, still throwing myself against the same problem. It's been 3 days. I cannot understand how this is meant to be interesting. I have gone and checked online sites, see if there's a way around these opponents, if there's something I'm missing, if they're meant to be a hard brick wall. Almost universally, I find the Dark Souls community living up to its reputation of being just the worst people. Oh, it's not that hard, really. If you've got the Hawk Ring and it's New Game Plus, you can just shoot them from outside of range with poisoned arrows, which you had to get at this particular vendor at this particular location. And I don't see how that's at all difficult. Just fuck you, people. Fuck you all. Christ, this is boring. Oh my god, something changed. I went back from Anor Londo, back through Sands Fortress, back all the way to Firelink, and then up through the sewers to the Undead Burg to buy some poisoned arrows, because I'd read some strategy that these particular archers could be dealt with poisoned arrows if you had the right tools. As it turns out, you also need rings that make your archery better at range, so it wound up being a bit of a fool's errand. But along the way, I recovered a bunch of keys in Sands Fortress, freed a dude in a big hat. I thought that was quite cool. I sort of made a kind of a thorough last shake of Sands Fortress, getting most of the stuff that I actually wanted out of it. I talked to the blacksmith and upgraded my halberd to a plus 10. I bought a ton of arrows. I fed a bunch of stuff to Frampt. And then I went back to Anor Londo. I think the big thing for me throughout that was it was just a change of fucking scenery. It wasn't Titan, gargoyle, 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 die. It wasn't the sequence. With that change in scenery and the reinvigoration of my efforts, I went back to Anor Londo, fought my way through the same handful of things. Oh, I also went back into the painting for a little bit and killed a dude with a
truly ridiculous hat. I just felt like doing something in the game that felt like it was getting some form of progress, instead of just throwing myself up against those guys chucking lances at me. Anyway, as with all things in Dark Souls that don't work, thanks to the fact that Dark Souls is kind of crap, it solved itself. I ran up to one of the dudes, and he drew his sword, and then I turned around and immediately started running back to the other dude, barrel rolling the whole way, and he pulled his sword. So now I had these two guys on a very narrow set of ledges trying to chase me with melee weapons, and they both pathed off and fell. A great anticlimactic finale. Then it was run along, explore a little, pick up some souls, bolt around a corner, and oh hey, how about that? There's a bonfire. So now I have a change of scenery and, you know, something fucking different. I've only been stuck in Anor Londo's opening area for, I think, like 4 updates? It's like a week. There's something wrong with a game where you can get stranded for a fucking week. Well now, it's been a while. I pushed my way through Anor Londo and hit my next wall, which was Ornstein and Smo. Ornstein and Smo, it was the same kind of grinding, throw yourself at it wall. I went in there a few times dead just to get a general feel for how things went, and then it was cycling through humanity summoning Astora? I can't remember the guy's name. Nice guy. And then just trying over and over again. It's very Moorish. I pop on either a podcast or I phone a friend, and then I talk or listen while I play the game. And so Ornstein and Smo, just the background noise to chatting about game design and comic books. Nothing particularly special. I admit one of the problems I'm having with the game as a general rule is it's the expectation of being boring is, I feel, a mark against it. I don't feel like I'm discovering or solving anything. I just feel a bit like, well, it's going to be dull for the first N, and then you're going to push through that. And there is a feeling of satisfaction, but that satisfaction is mostly tempered with, I spent how long on this shit? I'm sure it's different once you finish the game at least once. Anyway, I made a point of defeating Smo first because Ornstein looks like he has cooler armor. Killed Ornstein and Smo, went up, got the Lord Vessel from Guinevere, and warping happened. Now, warping has opened up a ton about the game, which really changes how I feel about it. I went back and did a bunch of exploration, which included going into the dark woods, finding the moth, summoning a sorcerer friend, and killing a big moth. Then getting a key, opening up a chamber in a tower, meeting this guy called Havel. I already had Havel's gear and all of his stuff and his occult club, so he actually wasn't that threatening. I'm very high level at this point. I'm in my 80s, so I get the impression I'm hitting a lot harder than I quote-unquote should, which I'm generally okay with. I'm not really in this for the challenge. I don't need to be scraping my knuckles against the hardest version of everything to really enjoy it. In the forest, I encountered Sif, killed Sif. Didn't feel good about that at all. It was a very sad fight too. Particularly the way that the wolf limps at the end. It's really horrible. It's a problem for me because it feels very needlessly manipulative. Like, it wants to make you feel sad for the pain inflicted on the animal when it makes the pain inflicted on the animal obligatory to continue the game. Like, it feels very manipulative. Like someone in the design team had a good idea of like, oh, we can make the dog limp once you've done this. Okay, cool. Don't get me wrong, the whole game is meant to have this very doleful, miserable air. But then, like, Frampt says that Frampt's been waiting over 1,000 years for a chosen undead to find the Lord Vessel, which means that there has been a millennium since Gwyn disappeared. It's like, I find it very, very hard to really feel too bad about the state of the world in that case. Like, you've had a fucking millennium That's a long ass time. A lot happens in a millennium. Like, a millennia ago, we didn't have vaccines or good metallurgy. My country didn't exist. It's really strange. Anyway, I went on a bit of a tour of following up lost threads. Like, I killed the moth that had bothered me. I killed Havel, having found a way to get to him. Havel's ring, by the way, coupled with this other ring I have, the Ring of Virtue, which I got from the dickhead from a prison cell. Those two rings together mean that I can run around in elite armor gear, which is really cool, and it looks nice. So finally, my character doesn't look like a pile of elbows. I'd taken to running around without a helmet and without gloves just because they didn't seem to be making any difference, and I wanted to roll fast. So now I have a fast roll and a decent amount of armor, which is a nice combo. I killed the Hydra. I ran around in the forest and killed a bunch of things there, including what seemed to be like an adventuring party. I met a talking cat, which I ignored. I sort of fumbled around a lot, but to my surprise, thanks to being very conservative, I'm actually still unhollowed the same way that I was when... It's the same instance of being unhollowed that I was at Ornstein and Smough, which is pretty cool. Then I went and looked at the Ceaseless Discharge, and I looked into how to fight it, and I'm glad he's optional at the moment. I did finally bite the bullet and attempted him and died a couple of times. And by like a couple of times, maybe like 20 times. So I just kind of got very frustrated and fucked that off. Especially because I kept on forgetting to rest at the shrine near him. So whenever I died, it was back to Firelink. Then I had to warp back, which is just a little irritating. He's a good example of the areas in which I want to respond to the idea that Dark Souls is hard but fair. There's a lot of stuff that's just completely unfair about him. His camera work is basically impossible. If you use the targeting tool on him, it doesn't work. If you're trying to gauge his reactions based on observing him, you will not be in a position... Your camera will be pointed in the wrong direction to avoid him. He can hit you through walls. He can hit you with a ranged cone through walls because he started tracking you before you got around the cover. The idea that this is hard but fair is a really good lie. It's the kind of lie that a developer should be proud of getting people to spread on their behalf. This game's not hard but fair. This game's a broken pile. But it's fun, and there's lots of areas where you can exploit the brokenness too, so it's not so bad. But having things like enemies attack me through walls doesn't feel very good. Yeah, might give up on the Ceaseless Discharge and go to bed. Today was Ceaseless Discharge, then the Fire Sage Demon, then the Centipede Demon, then the Bed of Chaos. I had a long phone conversation today, during which time I had the chance to really get stuck into a chunk of the game. I'm finding as I progress further through the game, the times I spend diving in and coming up get longer. At this point now, I only have one Lord Soul to go. But again, the design of the game comes through repeatedly, where because the game has its difficulty curve amped up so hard and lets you retry infinitely, it doesn't ever have to explain or justify anything, and you wind up with fights like the Bed of Chaos, where it's a puzzle boss, which is completely non-obvious from when you first start dealing with it, and while the first two points of signaling take a bit, getting the third one is really fucking hard. It's deeply frustrating. I think it's very easy for me now, as sunk in I am to this game, to look at the people who have espoused this game as great design as being of a different mindset to me about what makes for good design. There's so much in this game that is mostly just obtuse, by refusing to give you information, they are making the discovery of that information part of the game. I have found this game a lot more fun when I'm playing it with a wiki right next to me that provides me with some fucking explanation of what the shit things do. Beyond that, it's amazing at mood. It's really great at mood. Even as its mood is more and more obviously composed of cobbled together bits, it's such an inconsistently consistent mess. It's very clear that the creators had aesthetics. They have only a certain range of textures they can produce. Their Cthulhuid monstrosities are very mushroom-like rather than anything else. But it has been an interesting ride so far. I am three Lord Souls down. We'll see what I think of the Four Kings. Getting to the Four Kings was slightly easier said than done. I knew that it was my next major project, but I didn't realize how long it would take. I also didn't realize how much of today it would soak up. The Four Kings meant going through New Orlando, where, again, they do great work with environmental storytelling and with mood. I very much felt rewarded for bothering to poke around in the corners, and yet I still felt like I hadn't found the bonfire. So when I engaged the boss, after a very, very long slog, I finally wound up with a... how to phrase this? It was frustrating to get to them. And that meant that every time I failed the fight against them, it was this enormous shoulder slumping, "Are you goddamn kidding me? How much of that do I have to go through again?" Which, sure, frustration and repetition is a big part of how the game works, but in this case, it was tedious. It meant that trying different strategies felt like a waste of time, and it took so long to repeat. On the other hand, once I got the hang of it, it was honestly a little boring. At this point, I'd been stockpiling humanity for so long, I just started eating it in the fight once I ran out of Estus flasks. Which meant that, for the most part, I was just tanking through hits, getting in a few hits, and then healing up. The Four Kings went down relatively quickly, and then, to my surprise, I realized that I had all four of the Lord's Souls. That meant it was time to pop up and see Frampt. Let's see what he has to say. I am the final fire. I delivered the four Lord Souls to Frampt, went back to talk to him, and all he said was that he was really glad that he's King Seeker no longer. I walked into this new location, this blasted desolate place with a sort of bismuth crinkliness to surfaces, fought my way through four Black Knights, the fifth one threw himself off a cliff because he's a doofus, and then I learned how to fight Gwyn, Lord of Flame. For anyone frustrated by this fight, and doing my strategy of using a big long pokey halberd, I ran into the room at an angle, got behind a pillar, and proceeded to dance around that pillar, poking him every time he got close and healing myself up. It deflects a lot of what he can do as far as damage goes, which meant that it was four or five hits to kill him. But being fair, I'm level 95 and I've maxed strength and dexterity. Well, like, they're 40. They're both very, very high. That's it. That's Dark Souls. That's the game that the more I played it, the more I became aware of it, the more of an experience it was, the more sure I am that the culture of games journalism and the culture of gamers is, let's say, misaligned with me as far as what we think of when we think of games. I do kind of want to do a piece talking about the lore of the game as and how I understand it and things that stood out to me. But this is it. This is the final entry in my Dark Souls diary. It feels honestly a little anticlimactic because all I've actually done is just shuffled through things, mentioned when I got through things, and funnily enough, when my free time opened up, I got a lot more stuff done. I had more time to throw myself at problems. But I'll definitely give the game this. I'm glad I played it. I'm also kind of glad I didn't tell anyone.